This is Ozarks at Large. If you've paid attention to Boom Kinetic's career, it seems like the local band has always been evolving. The group formed around 2006 as Molten Lava and built a fan base while performing covers of new wave 80s hits. Following a copyright dispute, Molten Lava became Boom Kinetic and the group began producing original music. After releasing a couple of EPs, Boom Kinetic released its first full-length album in 2010. The next step in Boom Kinetic's evolution is a new album called Future Colonial, which drops today. The band recorded the album, which features 10 tracks and was engineered by Aaron Schauer, the group's keyboardist. Earlier this week, Aaron, along with his bandmates Miguel Gamboa, Zach Gump, Wiley Seeger, and Greg Guillot, stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, Zach explained why Boom Kinetic made the decision to switch from a cover band to a group that creates its own music.
I think it's a passion of ours. I think we're all artists at heart, and, you know, we want to contribute and put something out that we're proud of. I think it's just in us, basically, to, you know, create original music. And put, you know, our touch on our own brand.
And that brand is Boom Kinetic. How did you guys come up with that name? You go from Molten Lava to Boom Kinetic.
We were trying to look for two of the worst band names ever, and they just came. That's how they came up.
Combine them.
Basically, just drew it out of a hat. I mean, just got a bunch of ideas, got some feedback from our fan base, and just kind of went with it. I mean, you kind of are what you end up being what you put out there. So you think any name is stupid when you put it out, but it ends up, you know, being part of who you are. So
yeah.
So did the fans come up with Boom Kinetic, or you did? And then they kind of voted on it.
I think someone came up with, like, Boom something, and then someone came up with Something Kinetic, because we kind of put it on Facebook, I think, just come up with a name. And we saw those two words, and we're like, whatever, just throw those together.
So
I think
no.
That's pretty much how it happened.
Yeah. Our name was almost, well, we had a few, so we were almost Mountain Lion, which we should have been.
We should have been. Now
we made a mistake.
Because that's a really good name. And then we were going to be The Gaze, but it's G-A-Z-E, like, you know, The Gaze in your eyes, I guess.
Oh.
But we went with Boom Kinetic instead. But we should have gone Mountain Lions. So.
Well, like Boom Kinetic seems to be working for you guys. You've had a couple of EPs and a full-length album. And earlier this year, you guys signed a record deal?
Yes.
Tell me about it. Well, can you tell me a little about it, Aaron? How did it come about? Fuse Records, is that right?
It's been a while. We've been plugging at it, and it takes time, you know, to get anything done. And so at some point we crossed paths with the guys at Brain Fuse because they used one of our songs off of the first full length album on a benefit compilation CD. And that was released, and a few months later, you know, they called back and said, "Hey, you know, we're tossing this idea around. We want to meet with you guys," and you know, and then a few months down the road from that, we were signing a contract. So it's been exciting, and now we're getting to the part where this is the first, our second full length album, the first one we're releasing with the label, and we're really excited about it.
So how does it change things to be on a label?
Well, there's more opinions, but you know, there's just more people at the table, and you've got to come together, and you know, it's a partnership, it's a business. So, you know, there's a lot of other people now, I guess, besides just our band, that's, you know, making decisions. And but we have a great working relationship with the label, and they've been really good to us. So I think the biggest hurdle was putting the finishing touches on our album and just waiting for their commentary on, like, rough mixes and things like that. You know, they would say, the vocals need to be pushed up in this part. And, you know, so it was some, I guess, small details, but you know, we had to go back and forth with quite a few things like that.
I think it's a good thing for us, you know, having the past, you know, we did the two EPs and the full length, it was all us. And we didn't really have, before we put it out there for people, we didn't really have anybody to say, well, you know, maybe this is different, this is different. Maybe this isn't, this doesn't sound right. So I've enjoyed personally having that other ear on the project.
Well, you have that new album now called Future Colonial. Was that just putting two random words together again?
I think
that's our expertise. What our wardrobe is. That's
your
what we're
wardrobe.
Going for in our wardrobe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We want the knee high horse boots with like the colonial, you know,
knickers
look with space wear.
That's what you wear on stage.
It's an
expensive.
Ongoing process.
Okay. All right. You still got time to get it together.
I mean, we're looking for those and confetti cannons. You know, so. Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good confetti cannon?
That's right. Exactly.
Well, so no significance to the name whatsoever.
I think it kind of plays on our music somewhat, because on this album we've got some tribal drums. We've got some just acoustic. There's some acoustic heavy tracks on it, which is pretty rare for us. But on top of that, we're also throwing like dance synth and things like that. So we're mixing some of those elements we haven't really mixed before. So I think the name of the album kind of plays off that.
So when you started working on this album, did you go into it with any sort of idea of a theme, or was it just a matter of we had all these songs stocked up? And
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
So long ago. Yeah. How long have you been working on it?
About 2 years.
Oh, there's a heavy sigh there.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were writing the whole time, but we would get a song ready and then, you know, play around with it and record it and kind of just put it off to the side. And then, you know, we would come, another one would come up and we would fine tune it and things like that. So yeah, it was a process. And then basically once we were like halfway done, we ended up signing with Brain Fuse, and that kind of like put a new spin on all of it. So yeah, it was, the process was longer than what we wanted, but we're glad it's done.
How does this album compare to your previous full length album?
I mean, I enjoy this album on a whole other level. I don't know about these guys, but it's got a whole new level of maturity, you know, both musically and lyrically. Zach, who writes the songs and the structure and the lyrics, really more or less took his time, it seems to me, putting it together, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in my opinion.
Yeah. And I think this album kind of really, we wanted to, I think we were very careful in like what sounds we had in certain songs and like how we sang certain songs and how we did certain things, because we wanted it to sound like us, and you know, we wanted it to basically define us. And I don't know if we really captured that on the last album. I think, you know, we were kind of influenced by a lot of different things and people. So this was really, we were trying to just put what we liked, you know, on this album.
Well, you wanted it to capture your sound. If somebody hasn't seen you, how would you describe that sound? What is Boom Kinetic?
Future Colonial.
Exactly. Perfect.
No,
Euro synth,
yes,
dance,
it's
pop.
Yeah. Yeah. Not,
that's tough.
It's very un-Arkansan, actually. I mean, it's tough. There's some challenges being in the Midwest and producing this style. I mean, we're obviously not in our ideal market for this style. It's changing, of course, with the internet, but it's a kind of a northeastern style. If you will, West Coast, but it's interesting. It's original, which is great.
Yeah, it's not folksy Americana. There's no banjos or
there's no
washboards. I mean, it's not that. So that's what it's not.
Right. Thanks for that.
It's easier to tell me what it's not than what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any particular songs that you guys are excited for people to hear for one reason or another?
All of them, really. I'm a fan of a few songs, and I think everybody.
So which ones do you like?
The Night I Close My Eyes is probably my favorite song.
Why? What can you tell me about that?
Okay, well, simply because it's a remix of a scratch track, and that we originally had. Zach had come in and laid down a song, said, "Here's a new song I wrote," and it had fantastic lyrics. And I told Zach, "This is the best song you've ever written." But I the music was not there yet. And that's kind of part of the process anyway. We'll go in and change things and arrange it after the fact, after Zach's written it. But with this one, I just had a lot of free time on my hands. And one day I took his vocal track out of that scratch track and just did everything else around it and eventually talked them into liking it. And so then,
it's cool.
You know, Wiley.
It's
Greg
the most
and
experimental
Miguel,
song we've ever.
It's pretty crazy. And then everybody else came in and then did their parts along with that remix. And it's a pretty sweet song.
So it's the best song he's ever written, and he completely redid it.
Right, it's the best song you've written. I'm going to change it all.
There's nothing left of it.
We've got some really emotional songs on the album. You know, which I think we portray live really well, and I think that's why we are where we are. We also have some chill songs on the album. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a good mix.
Do you think that some of the emotional songs, I mean, are those good examples of the maturity that you were talking about on the album?
Sure.
Is it because you guys are more mature as artists?
No.
As artists.
Absolutely, as artists. I mean, you can't help but to progress that way when you've been together for so long. I mean, it's just natural. I mean, we have ADD just as bad as any other band. And so you always want to get better and more mature, you know, musically.
Well, you guys brought your instruments with you. You want to play something for me?
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. So this next song is a song called "Great Divide," and it was actually the first song written for this album. It's one of our favorites. It's one we do live quite a bit, and it just talks about basically things that we focus on are not the important things, and a lot of the time we spend on certain things, that time should be spent elsewhere. So, Great Divide. Here we go.
This feels like
That was Miguel Gamboa, Zach Gump, Wiley Seeger, Greg Giat, and Aaron Schauer, who together make up the band Boom Kinetic. The group stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week. Boom Kinetic's newest album, Future Colonial, is out today, and it's available on iTunes. The band is celebrating the release of the album with a show November 22nd at the Rev Room in Little Rock. You can listen to Boom Kinetic perform another song from the new album, Sunday morning at 9, during Weekend Ozarks at Large. More information about the band is available at boomkinetic.com.